The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And during this episode, we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. So be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
Today is Monday, 24th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. You're gonna listen to today's special, and this is IRIB English Radio from Iran. As usual, we open Allah's book, and we choose one ayah to listen to and learn about it. For today we have chapter At-Talaq, verse 3.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib. Wa man yatawakkal 'ala Allahi fa huwa hasbuh. Inna Allaha balighu amrihi. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that Allah will provide him from sources that he could have never imagined, and whosoever puts his trust in Allah, he will suffice him, since Allah will accomplish his purpose and he has set a measure for all things. Thus, male and female witnesses are warned against entertaining fear of problems resulting from treading the path of truth, but they are enjoined to administer justice and invoke Allah for removing the impediments, since He guarantees that whoever puts his trust in Him, he will be delivered from entanglements.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
How to talk to your Lord? We often fall into a trap of viewing faith and prayer as a last resort, a fallback plan. As Muslims, it should really be our first point of call. We should be comforted in the knowledge that faith provides a security net for us all. When we really break it down, dua is a fundamental part of our existence because it is just talking. We are talking to Allah. How much more simple can it be? Dua is so much more. It is a direct way of communicating with the one who wants to listen anytime, anywhere. Allah loves it when you ask of Him, and it is through asking from Him that you gain a deeper closeness.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does God really hear us? Today we are going to talk about this important question. That does God really hear us, and why does God sometimes not answer our prayers? This is an important question that we want to answer today. A university student has not studied and prays that he passes. If he says They say that a student once came to home and went straight into his room and became busy with his prayers. He prayed that the Himalayas be placed in a particular country and that the lake of Urmia be placed in Neshawur. The mother asked, "What kind of prayer is that?" The student replied that he answered some questions incorrectly and was praying that the geographical locations of these places to be changed so that he can get the marks in this test. Are we praying at the right time, and have we fulfilled the other conditions for the prayers? In Islam, advice for the best times for praying for our needs have been gifted to us. They are Thursday nights, the night before Friday. Dawn, after the daily prayers, Friday at sunset, after the Friday sermon of Friday prayers, during rainfall, and while our tears are flowing. Are our problems really problems, or we are imagining that they are problems? Many problems are necessary for the normal functioning of the natural world, and the lifting of those problems means the destruction of the natural law of the world. A poor man who has a house with a broken roof will hear the sounds of the rain falling upon his roof. In order to solve the poor man's problem, either God has to stop the rain altogether, or for it not rain on top of the man's house, or for the rain not penetrate through to the broken roof, or any of those will mean that some divine law must be broken in order for it to occur. Any of those will mean that some divine law must be broken in order for it to occur.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
One of the acts of worship when we can't pray is making dua and talk to our Creator. What do I mean? Take time to talk to Allah. Tell Him that you want to know Him better, that you want to be happy and successful in this life and the next. Ask Him to settle whatever troubles you may have, and rest assured that whatever difficulty you are going through does not go unnoticed by the one who always listens. The Prophet said, "Dua itself is worship, and Allah commands us to make dua to Him." This concept is in the Holy Quran, chapter 40, verse 60. Thinking of what to say to Allah can sometimes feel overwhelming. Make dua for others too. The Prophet said, "The supplication of a Muslim for his brother in his absence will certainly be answered." Every time he makes a supplication for good for his brother, the angel appointed for this particular task says, "Amen. May it be for you too." Now, how to talk to Allah through dua? Prayer or dua, which means praying to Allah, it is asking. It's a kind of asking. You are asking for His grace by presenting your wishes and needs, form the basis of Muslims' communication with Allah. In the Quran, say, if you do not have a prayer, "Why should my Lord value you?" This is in chapter Furqan, verse 7. And it can be understood from this verse, the first demand of Almighty Allah from a believer is to be in constant communication with Him. As a Muslim keeps this communication alive through prayer, it gains value in the sight of his Lord. Prayer is not just for asking for help in time of troubles, because Allah criticizes the people who use prayer only to ask for help in the following verse. When waves like mountains surround them, they beg Allah with sincere belief. But when Allah rescues them and takes them ashore, some of them keep His word. That is in chapter Al-Luqman, verse 32.
We have to build a healthy relationship with God so that when we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go at peace. And eventually we are all going back to Allah. Every single one of us is going to go back to God whether we want it or not. Here, we are the ones who make the decision. Every single person, the believer and the non-believer, is going back to God. Inna lillah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Everyone will eventually meet God and return to God. The question is, am I willing to return to Allah? Am I willing to bring my soul back to its pure state by purifying it, by having a healthy, sound relationship with my Lord? Or am I waiting for the angel of death to drag me back to Allah? Here, my dear brothers and sisters, we need to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has given us a pathway out of His love, out of His mercy, out of His compassion. He's paved the way for us to return back to Him. And that is through repentance. That is through istighfar. That is through tawbah. Every single one of us, we are sinners. But we have the opportunity to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has given us that. No matter what sin you have committed, no matter what past you have the chance to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the most merciful.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us ponder on this brief but beautiful piece of advice from Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, the sixth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. sleep little at night and speak little during the day. The less thankful organs are the eye and the tongue.
This is the Heart of Life Pounding. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about supplications, and in general and specifically, it is about why some supplications are not answered. As you know, supplication in dua is one of the most important topics in the Holy Quran, and in you know, it's, the Quran has alluded to this in many places. There's a famous verse in the Holy Quran which says, in which God says, "Your Lord has said, call me, and I will hear your supplications. Indeed, those who are disdainful of my worship will enter hell in utter humility." Right? This is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran, in which God orders us to make supplication, and He guarantees that He will answer our supplication and our prayers. So the question arises, then why is it that we pray, practically speaking, but we see that our supplications have not been answered? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he touches upon this topic in the following hadith. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "There are four kinds of people whose supplications do not get answered. The first one is the man who sits in his house saying, 'O my Lord, grant me sustenance,' to whom he says, 'Did I not command you to seek for your sustenance?' Then the second one is this. Then there is the man who has a wife and supplicates against her, to whom he, meaning God, replies, 'Did I not make you responsible for her? Put her affairs in your hands.'" Meaning, why are you supplicating against her? Why are you cursing her when you know you are the one who should be taking care of her? Then in continuation, the Imam says, "And a man who has wealth and wastes it, who says, 'O my Lord, grant me sustenance.'" You know, a person, Allah gives him wealth, but the man squanders it away. You know, he wastes it away. To this person, God replies, "Did I not command you to be economical?" And finally, there's the person who has wealth and loans it to someone without keeping any proof of a loan, meaning without keeping any evidence or any written document which would testify to the fact that he gave that person a loan. To whom he replies, you know, this person, he loses his money, he may pray to God and say, oh God, help me get, help, please, you know, make this person repay my loan. Get this person to repay the loan that I gave him. In this case, God says the following to him, did I not command you to take a witness? When I told you in the Holy Quran, it's mentioned that when you want to give a loan, then make sure you write it down, make sure you have a witness, and so on and so forth. These are the people whose supplications will not be answered by Allah. It indicates the fact that supplication and dua, these things, they have a they have their own conditions, and if they are fulfilled, only it is only in that case where God will respond and answer the prayers of the person. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at supplications that are not answered in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Ali Nasir, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome. How are you, Hussein?
Wa alaikum salam, how are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 106 and Ayah 107 in Surah Ali Imran, page
63.
So, brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran, turn to page 63, Ayah 106 and 107. Let's listen, everyone.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. وأما الذين بيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون.
Amazing, amazing recitation. Allah Almighty bless, inshallah, the reciter. Now, listen up. We'll explain, inshallah, a bit about these two verses, and then we'll move on, inshallah, to the tajweed rules, step by step, inshallah, okay? ayah by ayah, we'll move on, inshallah. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 106 of Surah Ali Imran on page 63, يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه فأما الذين سودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. In the next ayah, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. It's, these two verses are amazing, amazing. And I want to give you a very, very good news. Actually, not me. It's Allah Almighty who's giving a good news, okay, to you all. And all our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now. So what? Allah Almighty is comparing two groups of people. Two groups of people. In the Day of Judgment. So Allah Almighty says about two groups of people in the Day of Judgment, what happens to them? Okay? So what does Allah Almighty says? Yawma, in the Day of Judgment. Yawma tabyaddu wujuhun. On the day when some faces, tabyaddu wujuh, some faces will turn white. It means some faces will be happy. Some faces will be happy. Tabyaddu wujuh. Wataswaddu wujuh. And some faces will turn black. They will be sad, grieving. They will be upset. Okay? Now Allah Almighty says, so what happens to those whose faces will turn black and whose faces will turn white? First group, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ. And for those whose faces will turn black, it will be said to them, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Did you disbelieve after your faith? You had believed. You were Muslims, you were great, you were good people. أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Did you disbelieve after your faith? Then Allah Almighty says, then if you have done so, because you disbelieved, okay, you turned back from your religion after your faith, so test the punishment. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Because of what you used to disbelieve. Now, the people whose faces will turn white. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ. But as for those whose faces become white, right, what happens to them? فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. They shall dwell in joy in Allah's mercy. They will be there, okay? هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they will remain in it forever, eternal. Prophet ﷺ told to Imam Ali ﷺ, وَشِيعَتُكَ عَلَى مَنَابِرَ Finur mubyadatan wujuhum. Their faces will be white. O Ali, your Shia, your followers will be having white faces. Their hawli fil jannah, around me and heaven. This is good news for you. So I want you, inshallah, to refer to the tafsir books, interpretations, inshallah, for more and learn about these things. Just that good news Allah Almighty gives you, okay? And the Prophet ﷺ just gave you that news, okay? مُبْيَضَّةً وُجُوهُهُمْ حَوْلِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَهُمْ جِيرَانِي. O Ali, inshallah, okay?
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Now we'll move on, inshallah, with the tajweed rules. We'll mention some of them. Yawma tabyaddu wujuhun. Wujuhun has a tanween, ha, right? A tanween. After the tanween, we have what letter?
Wow.
So for the tanween and nun sakin, we have four different rules. And they are very, very important. Now, if you want to know how to apply or what rule you have to apply, there are many steps. First step, you have to look at the ayah and find the letter with the nun sakin or the tanween.
Yes.
After you found it, check the next letter.
Yes.
What is the next letter? Right after the tanween or nun sakin. Yeah?
Yeah.
Then if you when you found that letter, match it with one of the four groups of letters. Any letters. It matched any groups. It matched, okay? Apply the rule accordingly. Right? So, yes. We have four groups of letters. Yarmalun letters. Ya, Ra, Mim, Lam, Waw, Nun. These six letters are in one group.
Yes.
The rule idgham is applied for them. Merging. The letter Ba. Ba. One letter. It's one group. And the rule iqlab is applied, changing the sound of Nun or Tanween into a hidden Mim sound. Yes. Third group, idhar. Idhar group, yes? Hamza. Ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghain. These six letters are amongst the idhar letters. So one group. So the rule idhar is applied. It means whenever you see any of these letters after the nun, sakin, or tanween, just don't apply any special rule. Just read it the way it is. Yan hauna. Yes?
Yes.
Yan hauna. Ha. So there is no special rule applied. Just read the nun sound or the tanween sound. That's it. And the rest of the letters will be for the rule ikhfa. You hide the sound. Any other letters. Fa, ta, tha, jim. Any other letters. Yeah? Not those three groups.
Yeah.
So you have to apply the rule ikhfa. You hide the sound of the tanween or nun sakin. So let's match them. يوم تبيض وجوهن تنوين plus واو واو matches
إدغام letters.
إدغام letters. يرملون واو. So you merge them. وجوه هو. That's it.
Yes.
وجوه plus nasal sound.
Nasal
two
sound.
Counts.
Yeah.
So يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. If you stop, the tanween changes to sukun. Wujuh. Right?
Yes.
That's it. So the rule idgham is applied here. Make sure the pronunciation of the letter ha, dad, they are important. Next one. So, Hassan, there is a tiny jim there. You see that?
Yes.
What does it say?
It says that you can stop or you can continue.
Good job. You can stop or continue. If you want to make a pause, make a pause. If you want to continue, you still have the breath, okay? With one breath, you can move on. Just move on. Next one. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ. For the letter Mim, also, Mim Sakin, we had three special rules. For the letter Mim, we had إِخْفَى of Mim, we had إِظْهَار of Mim, we had
إِقْلَاب
of Mim. Are you sure? إِدْغَام of Mim.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So, if we have a Mim Sakin plus Mim, which has a harakat, so we do idgham, which is called
idgham mushaddad.
Idgham mithlayn. Mim mushaddad is idgham mithlayn. Wa am fa am nasal sound. So fa am alladhina dhal iswaddat is the word. Iswaddat hamzatul wasl. When you read it together with the previous word, you skip hamzatul wasl, right?
Yes.
Fa am alladhi
Nas
waddat, right? Wujuhuhum akafartum aha. Kafartum. You see that meme? Meme sakin?
Yeah.
I told you how many rules we have for meme sakin?
Three.
So, rule number one, idgham mithlay. You have meme plus meme.
Idgham. Yeah.
If you have meme sakin plus the letter ba,
ikhfa.
Here you ikhfa, mashallah. You hide the sound of meme. And if you have any other letters, not mim, not ba, any other letters,
idhar.
Just don't do anything. Just read the mim. Just move on. Okay?
Yes.
So here we apply the rule ikhfa. We hide the sound of mim. Just do not let your lips touch. Say the mim, but not with lips touching. Right? Akafartum ba'da imanikum. But look, imanikum, mim sakin, plus fa, idhar, nothing, just move on. Imanikum fadhuqu al-azab, merge them together, fadhuqu al-azab, همزة الوصل will be skipped. واو مد will be skipped. بما كنتم كنتم نون ساكن. After نون ساكن, what do you have?
تا.
تا. تا matches what letters?
إخفاء.
إخفاء letters. Good job. Hide the sound of نون. فواد said كنتم.
كنتم.
Good job. ما شاء الله. بما كنتم تكفرون. When you end here, what do you do? Stretch it a bit. Yeah.
Yes.
مد العرض بالسكون. Stretch it a bit. Good job. Next ayah. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ, again, مِن مُشَدَّد, right? لَذِينَ إِبْيَضَّتْ, again, Hamzat al-Wasl will be skipped if you join them together. Yes. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بْيَضَّتْ. When you read it, aha, ba has a sukun on the top, right, Hassan? What yes. do you do here?
Which one?
إِبْيَضَّتْ. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بْيَضَّتْ.
Uh-huh.
قلقلة. You pronounce it with an echoing sound. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بَيَضَّتْ نَبْيَضَّتْ. Right?
Yes.
So, وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah. رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. That's it, okay? We got 1 minute. To recite and practice with the Tajweed rules. Ready? Yes. Brothers and sisters, yes. please practice with us now that we have mentioned the Tajweed rules. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ.
يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه.
أحسنت. أسود وجوه. Short vowels. Good job. يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. Good job. فأما الذين اسودت وجوههم أكفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب.
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ
فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ. Okay, listen. فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ.
فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بَيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بَيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. الله bless you إن شاء الله. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. That's it. ما شاء الله. ما شاء الله. So, Alhamdulillah, we finished this session. Make sure, inshallah, you practice well. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. Networks and brothers here, thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Dear listeners, we were having a look at the structure of the supplication of Kumail. As we mentioned, this prayer consists of three stages. The first stage is the preamble, like a preamble to the supplication. It prepares the grounds for the supplicant to be praying and imploring Allah. In the second stage, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions those means by which he seeks recourse to Allah, like the previous grace and mercy of the Almighty Allah, like our love for Him and our confession of His unity and oneness, like confession to our weakness in resisting the punishment of even this world, let alone hereafter, and seeking of refuge by a slave who has fled from his master and disobeyed him. Now, entering the third stage of the prayer, we face the different needs of a true servant presented before his Lord by the tongue of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, it is worthy of note that the wishes, those needs, which Imam Ali alayhi salam presents before Almighty Allah can be classified into four kinds. The first kind is that He subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive us our sins, not punish us, overlook the offenses we have committed and what we have perpetrated of evil. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in this part, to forgive me on this night and at this very hour every offense I have committed. كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. Every sin I have perpetrated, every ugly thing I have concealed, every folly I have enacted, whether I have hidden or announced it, whether I have concealed it or manifested it, every evil act which you have commanded the noble writers to record, those whom you have appointed to watch over what appears from me, and whom you have made, along with my bodily organs, witness against me. وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون من.
يا الله يا الله يا الله
ظلمت نفسي يا مولاي
ظلمت نفسي يا مولاي
ظلمت نفسي يا مولاي
ظلمت نفسي يا
جوارحي
اشدد على العزيمة جوانحي
قوي على ختمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي
واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي.
In the second kind of those needs presented by Imam Ali alayhi salam, we see Imam Ali alayhi salam invoking Allah's mercy in all affairs and in every provision from him. He prays to Allah to increase his share of every good that he sends down. He says, "And I beseech to you to bestow upon me an abundant share of every good you send down, goodness you unfold, provision you spread out." This prayer is all-embracing, such that it does not leave out anything of Almighty Allah's mercy. This is wonderful. How else should the infallible Imams be teaching us, me and you, how to supplicate and what to ask from the Almighty Allah? This is the giant ocean of mercy, showing itself, manifesting itself within the words of the infallible Imams, like Imam Ali alayhi salam. The third kind, which is the longest part of this supplication, is the one which attracts the attention of the Imam Ali alayhi salam the most. That is, his relation with the Almighty Allah. Imam Ali alayhi salam prays to Allah to make his time filled with his remembrance and connected to his service, and to grant him seriousness in his fear of him, to make him closer to himself and give him a place in his neighborhood. He says, "I beseech you to make my times in the night and the day inhabited by your remembrance, joined to your service." He says, "Strengthen my bodily parts in your service." قَوِّي عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِهِ وَاشْتُدْ عَلَى الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِهِ. Fortify the instruments of my soul in determination and bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you and continuity in my being joined to your service, so that I may move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost, hurry to you among the prominent, desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous, more nearer to you with the nearness of the sincere, fear you with the fear of those who have certitude, and gather with the believers in your neighborhood." However, it should not go unsaid here that both of the first and third types of wishes are peculiar to the relation of a servant with Allah. Of course, the difference is that the first type of wishes are negative in nature. That is, a person pleads with Allah to forgive his sins and to overlook them, while the third type of wishes are somehow positive. That is, his only concern is to establish his relation with Allah on a firm ground of sincerity, on a firm ground of love and yearning for him. In the fourth kind of wishes, Imam Ali alayhi salam asks Allah to keep him away from the deception of the tyrants, their trickery and mischief, to return their trickery to themselves, and to protect him from their oppression and harm. He says, "O Allah, whosoever intends evil for me, desire it for him, and whosoever deceives me, deceive him. And spare me the evil of my enemies from among the jinn and men." And this, dear listeners, was a very quick summary of the structure of this holy supplication. However, I assume there is a need for further explanation and elaboration of this general frame of the supplication of Kamal, which we will, God willing, go into in the next episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
This is the Heart of Life Pounding. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah هو ذا الرحمن
Allah
هو ذا المنان
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atan, the host of this program. Brother Suhail is here to answer our questions. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you, dear viewers. Thank you, brother.
Okay, brother Suhail, let's talk about an important topic for today's discussion. And that is the time of death. Some Shias believe that at the time of this, they would see the face of Imam Ali alayhi salam. This is the first part of our today's question. And the other one is that, is it true that the Shias, for example, would not go to hellfire because of the hadith, because of the love that they have for the Ahlul Bayt? Let's first talk about the first segment, seeing the face of Imam Ali at the time of death. Is it true?
So we have tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, where he says, O Ali, your friends will triumph in three places, when their souls are separated from their body and you would be present beside them. Two would be, you would guide them when they are being questioned in the grave. And three, you would introduce them when they are presented before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a narration from Al-Harith Al-Hamadani that says, when I went to Amir al-Mumineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he asked me, what brought you here? I replied, the love for you, O Amir al-Mumineen. And he asked, do you adore me, O Harith? And he replied, indeed, by God I do. He said, even as your soul reaches your throat, at the moment of your death, you will